はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、バミューダ。ヨシです。
ハルヨです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 115. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Today we continue on with our casual conversations. These are conversations between people that have an intimate relationship, good friends, family. In today's conversation, it's between two close friends who are also co-workers on their way to work.They'll be taking the train this morning and chit-chatting on the train. Yoshi-san, you saw today's conversation. What do you think?
This is something you would talk about every day.
So with that said, please listen to the following conversation. Two girls who are co-workers, close friends, which is why they're using informal Japanese. Here we go.
まもなく新宿でございます。
今日は電車が特に混んでいるね。
お盆休みは終わったからね。
女性専用車両があってよかったね。
そうそう。
混んでいるけど安心が一番よ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
まもなく新宿でございます。
今日は電車が特に混んでいるね。
お盆休みは終わったからね。
女性専用車両があってよかったね。
そうそう。
混んでいるけど安心が一番よ。
今度はピーターが英語を入れます。
まもなく新宿でございます。
The train will momentarily arrive at 新宿。
今日は電車が特に混んでいるね。
The train is especially crowded today.
お盆休みは終わったからね。
That's because the Obon holidays are over.
女性専用車両があってよかったね。
I'm glad there's a woman-only train car.
そうそう。
Yeah, that's right.
混んでいるけど安心が一番よ。
It's crowded, but feeling secure comes first. Yoshi-san, let's find out what Natsuko-san thinks about today's lesson.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
私も毎朝女性専用車両に乗っています。
English, please.
I take the woman-only train car every morning.
Really?
Yes, I do.
How crowded is it in there?
It's not crowded. I think...Non-only train cars are more crowded.
That's not fair.
Yes.
I know every morning it's really, really crowded.
Oh, really?
On the train I ride.
Maybe it depends on the line.
Yes. I'm on the notorious Chu O line.
The one always stops when it rains.
Yes. Which line do you take?
I take the...Denyen Toshi line.
And where's that coming from?
From Yokohama and Kawasaki.
Yoshi-san, isn't that the same line you take?
I take the Toyoko line.
Another big one.
Yes.
All right. Now let's take a look at today's vocabulary. Natsuko-san, first word.
特に
Especially.
特に特に
Yoshi-san, example sentence please.
今日は特に暑いね。
Today, it's especially hot. Here, it's used together with an adjective. That adjective is, Yoshi-san?
暑い.
Add them together.
特に暑い.
Especially hot. Natsuko-san, what did we have in today's dialogue?
特に混んでいる.
Especially crowded. Here, it's used with a verb, modifying the verb. So it can be used with both. Now, this phrase actually takes us to our next vocabulary word. Natsuko-san?
混む.
To be crowded.
こむ
Give us the sentence from the dialogue. Let's break this sentence apart.
今日は電車が特に混んでいるね。
Today is the topic marked by
は
Then we have the subject, the train
電車
Then we have our phrase
特に混んでいる
Especially crowded. Now we want to point out here is the verb to be crowded. Can you give us the dictionary form?
こむ
So the te form of this verb is
混んで
As the last syllable is
む
We conjugate it by dropping the mu and adding
んで
Similar to another one, the verb to drink
飲む
Which becomes
飲んで
Now what's unique about this verb is When we have the present progressive
混んでいる
this represents a state that has been achieved, the state of being crowded.
Yes, right. Not like, you know, people gathering up.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the state.
No, they're already there.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them. Natsuko-san, finally we did this verb. You know, this verb is so crucial in Japan.
Right.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that, Yuji-san. Mm. I knew they'd get a laugh out of you because everybody can relate to it.
Yes.
The trains, the streets. Yuji-san, quick, give me a place that isn't crowded. How about the beach?
It's crowded.
So, the frequency of this verb is quite high. So, finally we got that. Now, Natsuko-san, can you tell us about the sentence-ending particle here? What's that particle?
Ne.
Can you tell us a bit about this?
It's basically asking opinions from the other person, but more like expecting an agreement.
So to some degree, you're confident the listening party would agree with your statement.
Yes, right. It's like, isn't it?
Excellent. Now, what about gender use? We read a lot that the particle
ne
has a feminine touch to it. Yoshi-san, would you use ne at the end of the sentence if you said it?
そうですね。
Nice.
Really good.
Sometimes I do.
And that's the point we want to get at. There are some things that you may do to give it a feminine touch, perhaps frequency of use. If you're using it at the end of every sentence,
yes,
it might have a feminine touch to it. Or, depending on your intonation, it could come across as a bit feminine. But as far as it being used by both girls and guys, it's all right.
Yes.
Right.
Natsuko-san, can you give the sentence from the dialogue one more time?
今日は電車が特に混んでいるね。
Yoshi-san?
今日は電車が特に混んでいるね。
On to the next word. Let's have Natsuko-san do this one.
Okay. 女性専用車両。
Women-only train car.
女性専用車両。女性専用車両。
Natsuko-san, there's a lot of action going on with this word. Let's break it down into the three words that it is, correct?
Yes.
First word.
女性
Female. Woman.
女性
Next we have?
専用
Exclusive use.
専用専用
And finally we have?
車両
Car.
車両車両
Yoshi-san, can you give us an example?
Okay. このホテルの3階は女性専用フロアです。
One more time. Slowly, please.
このホテルの3階は女性専用フロアです。
The third floor of this hotel is exclusively for women. Now let's take a look at the sentence. Natsuko-san, can you give us that sentence?
女性専用車両があってよかったね。
I'm glad there is a woman-only train car. Now let's take a look at the literal meaning. Natsuko-san, same sentence one more time.
女性専用車両があってよかったね。
Notice how the woman-only train car comes first. Then it's marked by?
が。
Next comes the te form of?
ある。
Which is?
あって。
There is. So we have train car, there is, followed by?
よかった。
Was good. Train car, there is, was good. And the way we interpret this is, it's good that there is a woman-only train car. Also, I'm glad. Now let's take a look at this expression.
あってよかった。
Now you'll come across this expression a lot. And the way we interpret it is, it's good that there's something something. So for example, Natsuko-san, if it's raining and you just happen to be carrying...
傘があってよかった。
I'm glad that I have an umbrella. It's good that there is an umbrella. You're stuck in the middle of the woods.
携帯があってよかった。that's, I think, the rare situation.
Natsuko-san, three times it happened to me already. It's good that there is a cell phone. I'm glad that I have a cell phone.
Yes.
Now, I want to show you a little trick here. Not just this verb, aru, there is. We can actually use te yokatta in many situations.
Right.
Can you give us an example?
サッカーの試合で日本が勝ってよかった。
I'm glad that Japan won the soccer game. Again, the literal meaning, it's the past tense of good, was good. But when it's said, it can often be interpreted as, I'm glad.
Yes.
This is a great structure, especially in the case that you need something and it's there.
Right. Very lucky situation.
Yeah. All right. This is getting good. Next we have...
Obon yasumi.
Bon vacation. Obon vacation.
Obon yasumi. Obon yasumi.
And again, this is two words. First word being...
Obon.
Obon festival. And the second...
Yasumi.
Vacation. Put them together and we have...
Obon yasumi.
Obon vacation. And we're talking about this because this was pretty recent. You know what I noticed too? Not just the week of Obon, but the following week, the train was still not too crowded.
Yes, right.
Not the situation this morning, but quite different.
Yes.
Now, let's take a look at this sentence. Yoshi-san, can you give us the full sentence that we found in the dialogue?
Obon yasumi wa owatta kara ne.
Obon yasumi, marked by the particle.
Wa.
It's followed by the plain past tense of?
終わる.
Which is?
終わった.
Again, we cannot stress this trick enough. We spent so much time going through the te form of verbs. The easiest way to remember how to construct the plain past is just remember the te form. All you do is turn the te into
ta.
That's it. Now, what's interesting about this sentence is what follows the plain past of to finish?
から.
The because comes at the end of the sentence.
Yes, right.
And then finally here we follow it up with?
Ne.
Now, Yoshi-san, in your case, would you use a ne here?
Yes, I can.
So again, this one is all right for both.
Yes.
But maybe I would say, 終わったからな.
And what's the sentence ending particle you're using?
Na.
Is it a short na or a long na?
It's a short na.
And it has a more masculine feel to it. Right, Yoshi-san?
Hai.
All right, last we have...
安心.
Security, safety, ease of mind.
安心.
Natsuko-san, can you give us the sentence we had in the dialogue?
混んでいるけど安心が一番よ.
The first part is...
混んでいるけど.
It's crowded, but... And notice, in informal Japanese, けれども gets reduced to
けど,
meaning but. It's followed by
安心が一番よ.
Security is number one. That's the literal translation. And again, we can interpret this as feeling secure is most important. Feeling secure is number one.
Yes.
What particle do we find at the end of this sentence?
よ.
What's the よ doing here?
I think it's stressing your opinion in a very feminine way.
Yoshi-san, what would you say in this case?
I can still use yo, but I would say 安心が一番だよ.
The plain non-past of the copula. Des becomes
da
and gets inserted before
yo.
All right, I think we broke that down very well today. Nice job, Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lots of good information in there. We ran really long today. Inside the PDF, we're going to have more about plain present progressive, which is what we looked at today. Also, we'll have a further write-up about te yokatta. Lots of grammar, lots of really interesting points in there today. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, the PDF really helps you to visualize, see all the characters, get the kanji, bring it all together. Inside the Learning Center, drills, so much more to help you reinforce what you hear here. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた明日ね。
またね。